Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Chill, a novel by Scott Carson. Read by John Bedford Lloyd.
Thinking of Thad Beaumont and George Stark. Sometimes I feel that the stories were written by them to me, asking me to communicate their sorrows and explain their dreams. Kenneth Miller. Presque-vous. The phenomena and events in the visual field point in a certain direction, that is, they suggest an end which is not quite reached, or they lack proper completion. Heinrich Kluver. He also added, somewhat apocalyptically, that the dam would represent a perpetual menace to towns downstream. Bob Studing, The Last of the Handmade Dams, The Story of the Ashokan Reservoir. Part 1. October 20th, 2000. Upstream. 1. Molly packed a black silk bag that could be worn as a hood, because she did not want her eyes to open again until she was back in Galesburg. The bag was soft and lovely, but it was also thick and dark, a stronger shield than the burlap sack or a simple white pillowcase that she'd considered, and a kinder shield than the black garbage bag. She put her silk bag inside her purse beside the spools of heavy saltwater fishing line and the long stainless steel hooks. The iron chains and padlock were already hidden on the bluff above the lake. The sight of the hooks quickened her pulse, but she didn't pause. Simply folded the silk bag on top of them and closed the purse. She was a stoic woman, and took pride in it. Unflappable, her father had called her once when she was a girl, and she'd taken pride in that too. That was back when the town was emptying out. Fewer families left each day, and each night her father took to his chair on the front porch and sat with his shotgun across his lap, prepared for the looters. He was wary of them, but not enraged by them. He insisted the real looters had come from the state, and that the dam across Cressup Creek.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?